Elsewhere, Human Rights Watch has accused the Saudi-led coalition fighting in Yemen of war crimes. According to the rights body, the Saudi-led coalition is conducting unlawful airstrikes, which is claiming the lives of civilians, including children. It was called on the United Nations to immediately put the leader of the coalition back on its annual list of shame for violations against children in armed conflict. On August the 4th, coalition aircraft struck a home in Saada, killing 9 members of a family, including 6 children. Saudi Arabia launched its deadly campaign against Yemen in March 2015 without any international mandate. The aggression has claimed the lives of nearly 13,000 people, most of them civilians. Well, joining us now from NARA, Japan, is human rights activist Mr. Ryan Dawson to offer us more insight on that story. Mr. Dawson, welcome to the program. What do you make of the recent comments made by Human Rights Watch accusing the Saudi-led coalition of committing war crimes in Yemen?
Well, this has been ongoing for a long time, and Human Rights Watch and other organizations, Oxfam and others, have rightly pointed out how terrible the attacks on Yemen are from Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia, by the way, is using armaments that it purchased from states like the UK and the United States, of course, who purport to uphold human rights. And yet you have one of the wealthiest countries in the Middle East attacking one of the poorest countries in the Middle East, and a lot of the children in Yemen are suffering from malnourishment, even starvation. And nothing seems to change, no matter what Saudi Arabia does, no matter how many terrorists they arm in Syria, no matter how many children they butcher in Yemen. They seem to get a green light from U.S. media, who never condemns any of the actions conducted by the Saudi regime.
Mr. Dawson, this recent report by Human Rights Watch is just another report in a long list of just mere words and platitudes condemning the Saudi aggression against the people of Yemen. War crimes have been brought up in a number of these reports. The question is, how many more people in Yemen, how many more women and children have to die before the situation changes, before they get the Saudis to halt these attacks?
Well, something has to give, and it has to come not from the UN, not from the US or the UK. The international community has to make more of a fuss about this, because no matter what Saudi Arabia does to the United States, I mean, the U.S.'s own FBI showed evidence of Saudi Arabia conducting dry runs for 9/11 and giving logistical and financial support to Al-Qaeda hijackers. But the U.S. cannot really point its finger, because the U.S. has also been sponsoring Al-Qaeda in places like Libya, Afghanistan, and Syria. And so there are cohorts in this. So the international community is going to have to make much more of a fuss about what is happening in Yemen. You know, Yemen lives matter as well, but to seek out help from organizations within the U.S. or the U.K. who are selling arms to Saudi Arabia is barking up the wrong tree. They don't really care about what's happening in Yemen whatsoever, and the media, the mass media, doesn't really report it. It's barely in written media, and so we're going to have more stations like Press TV and international media bringing attention to what's happening, because we're the publics of any nation to see the photos, to see the devastation, to actually understand what is happening in Yemen. Of course, they couldn't stomach it. Any moral person would be opposed to what Saudi Arabia is doing.
Thank you, sir. Human rights activist Ryan Dawson joining us from NARA, Japan.